Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, now, how many of you listened to the readings today? Good. Now, if you listened to the readings, did you hear a lot of law? Like a lot of to-dos and don't-dos? Yeah, you should, right? Right? You should do this, you shouldn't do that, you should be good, you should not be bad, you should show mercy, you should not show judgment, you should love your neighbor, you shouldn't gossip, you shouldn't slander, you shouldn't lie. Right? Did you all hear that today? Good. Now go and do that. Now, if all of you would just do that, we could be done with chapel and never, ever, ever have to come back to church. It's true. I mean, doesn't Jesus tell you that you should be good? Okay. And how many of you are good all of the time? Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't believe that. We disobey our parents, don't we? We don't listen to our teachers. Have you ever missed a homework assignment? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been really angry in your heart at somebody else? You see, we've all been bad at some point, haven't we? We have never been good all of the time, have we? No. But Jesus says, be good. Jesus says, go and show mercy. Don't show judgment. Now, do you want to disobey God himself? No. You need to go out and obey God. Do right. You have to keep every word that Jesus says, and you should do it. You should be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, Jesus is the standard, right? Jesus is the standard of perfection. That means that's something to live up to. He's a hero. You want to be like him. How are you guys doing with that? It's a little rough, isn't it? Now, I've been your pastor here at this place for 4 weeks. Did you know that? And you know what I've seen in this place? Sin. Sin everywhere. Gossip, spreading of rumors, whether they're true or not, anger, frustration, hurting other people physically, hurting other people emotionally, taking delight in making people upset. I've seen that here. You know what? We are all guilty of that. You and your teachers and even me. We are all sinners. All of us. We are sinful. We are unclean. We don't listen to Jesus like we should. And look, when we don't, doesn't it cause all kinds of issues? But Jesus says we should listen to him. Jesus says that if you break even one little law, you're guilty of breaking the whole thing. How does that make you feel, knowing that you've broken all of the laws of God? Not good? Bad? Horrible? Sorry? Now, when you break a law, what do we call that? Sin, right? Right? And what does sin bring you, ultimately? Death. That's right. So if you're a sinner, guess what happens? Does it make you uncomfortable? Good. I hope so. Because that's what the law of God does for us, is it makes us uncomfortable. It shows us who we are. It shows us that we have been bad. It shows us that we're sinners. Now, I know. You're going to mess up now and again. I do too. I do that. Everyone does that. But when Jesus says to be perfect, what are you supposed to do? Isn't it easy to just kind of give up? I mean, if Jesus says be perfect and I can't do that, what's the point in trying? Have you ever thought that? Yeah, you know, good, good. It's hard, isn't it? To be good all of the time. But you know what? We do need to try. We're Christians here. And all of us, students and staff and teachers and pastor, have to try to be good all of the time. It's just the way it is. But you're going to fail, aren't you? You're going to fail. And I'm going to fail. And I'm sorry that we're all going to fail. And you know what we need to do when we fail, when we sin? We repent. Anybody know what repentance means? Good, a couple of you. Okay. It means to be sorry for your sin and to really not want to do it again. Right? So when you sin, you have to repent. You have to be sorry and not want to do it again. And you know what? Here's the thing. When you repent, because of Jesus' love for you, because he died on the cross for you, he is going to forgive you. And so will I. That's actually why I'm here, by the way. I'm your pastor because I get to forgive your sins. And I get to tell you about the love of God for you. Here's the thing. Jesus died for you. He took your place on the cross. See, you're a sinner and I'm a sinner. And we all deserve to be on the cross. Jesus never deserved to be there, did he? He was perfect. He never broke God's law. But he died on the cross. He died in such a way that he died as if he's the one who broke all of the laws. He died so that your sin would be forgiven. And even more than that, he was raised from the dead. He was brought back to life, coming out of his grave, so that you know that your sins are forgiven and you will have eternal life. How long is eternity? I like to think of eternity as the next thing longer than forever. Because you can't ever measure it in any way. That means longer than forever, you will live with Jesus. And because of that, we should want to be different, shouldn't we? We should want to be different. Because of Jesus' forgiveness, because we're going to have everlasting life, shouldn't we want to live like it now? Right? Okay. So be good. Do good. Be better. And when you sin, when you mess up, when you let a stray word slip from your lips, when you feel anger in your heart, when you just don't want to listen to your teachers, repent of your sin. Repent of your sin and be forgiven. And go back and be good again. And the good news is that Jesus is always going to hear you. He'll always hear your confession. And he's always going to be there to forgive you. And he sent me here to forgive you too. So my friends, I forgive you all of your sins. You are forgiven. Be good and be better. And know that the forgiveness of Christ, the promise of living forever with him, is yours forever. And so in Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.